Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. A fire is still posing a possible threat to lives and homes in parts of Perth's north. A watch and act alert remains in place for parts of North Beach, Kareen, Karrinup, Marmion and Watermans Bay. South of the city, and another watch and act alert is in place for the southwest. It covers parts of Baylingup, Greenbushes, Marinup and Southampton. The Mines Minister has broken his silence about issues facing the Perth Mint. Bill Johnston has responded to reports about the sale of potentially diluted gold bars to China.
There is confusion. There's this confusion that people are saying that the gold bars were short of gold. That was never the case. At no time did gold bars sold by the Perth Mint fall below the 99.99% guarantee that the Perth Mint provides that's actually stamped on the gold bars.
The Reserve Bank is keen to assess the impact of recent rate increases and it may consider a pause on hikes next month. But the RBA warns economic data at the time will determine if rates should remain unchanged. Doctors say the state government is wrong to blame COVID-19 pressures for a high rate of elective surgery cancellations. The Australian Medical Association believes a lack of hospital beds is behind the increase. AMA WA President Dr. Mark Duncan-Smith says our health system is struggling under a 100% occupancy rate.
This leads to increased death rates, increased cancellation of elective surgery, and increased ramping and bed block.
To sport, West Coast draftee Ruben Jinbi is looking forward to his first game at Optus Stadium this weekend after an impressive debut against North Melbourne in round one.
To be able to play in front of the home fans at Optus would be great. Something I've been really looking forward to ever since I got drafted here, because obviously West Coast has got a huge fan base that really back us. So yeah, it'll be great to play in front of them for the first time.
And still on footy, Adelaide Shane McAdam has appeared before the AFL Tribunal this afternoon for a bump on GWS player Jacob Ware. He's copped a 3-game suspension.